This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Thank you for sharing part of your day with me. It is easy to be dazzled by the sights that line New York City streets left and right. Sometimes, however, finding the best of the city's gems requires us to look up. Atop each borough, a treasure trove of rooftop adventures await. From restaurants and bars to parks, even farms, New York's rooftops offer some of the best spots to soak in the summer heat from several stories up. When writer Leslie Adato moved to the city from Southern California, she began her quest to explore and document the city's unique rooftops. She writes the blog Looking Up with Leslie. She organizes meetup groups geared toward rooftop curious folks and is the author of the new book, 111 Rooftops in New York That You Must Not Miss. Listeners, we're going to do a call out. Our phone lines are open. Tell us about your favorite rooftop in the city, or you can ask our expert about finding the best place for your view. Call us at 212-433-9692. That number again is 212-433-WNYC. Leslie, so nice to see you.
Thank you. It's so wonderful to be here.
So when you were researching this book, you shared with me that you did it by bicycle.
That's true. Almost every one of those 111 rooftops and many more, I've been to my bike.
What was your research process like?
Well, I have been interested in New York City rooftops since moving here, or since before moving here, and that's been 9 years. So I have been, back in the day when I still lived in San Diego, I was a subscriber to Time Out New York, and I would read the New York Times, and I just scoured everything I could to find out everything I could about the city I was going to move to. And I nowadays, I have Google alerts. I have friends who call me and say something new is opening, or I just saw this. We have Facebook, social media, there's all sorts of ways. And a lot of times I'm just riding my bike around New York City, which is what I do every day, and I'll see something I didn't notice before. Or I'll see something that's under construction and it looks like it might have a green roof or a roof bar or a sign that says roof for rent. And I just go and check it out.
Using your observational skills. So when you decided to put these together, 111, what kind of balance were you looking for, just in terms of writing this as a whole piece?
Well, that's a great question, because there are so many more than 111 rooftops in New York City. I could write another 111 book quite easily. But my publisher wants this book to be for New Yorkers primarily, for local people. So what I was looking for and what I was asked to do was to look for things a little bit off the beaten track. Now, not all of them are. We certainly have the Empire State Building, has that incredible terrace on the 86th floor, but there are a lot of them in here that even lifelong New Yorkers will thumb through the book and they'll say, yeah, and then they get to a page and, oh my God, I had no idea that was there. Or I just took a tour, a five borough bike group tour on a bike tour of elevated gardens in Manhattan. And I don't think a single person knew about one of the gardens we went to, and it's right by Lincoln Center. So there are a lot of good surprises in here.
My guest is Leslie Adato. We're talking about her book, 111 Rooftops in New York That You Must Not Miss. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, perhaps you have a rooftop view you'd like to share, or if you have a question for Leslie, our number is 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. The subject today for our call-in is rooftops. Okay, we broke these down into different categories. Let's talk about green rooftops. Are you talking mostly about gardens? Are you talking about, when I say green rooftop, what does that mean for your book?
Well, that does cover a lot of territory, and we're certainly thinking about that today when it's gazillion degrees mm-hmm. outside and heat island effect is on our mind. But there are gardens. There are community gardens that are on rooftops where people plant sometimes edibles, sometimes things that are just beautiful to them, and create these community relaxation places. And there are green roofs on, for example, on top of Javits Convention Center. That's the size, their green roof up there is the size of 5 football fields. It's the second largest green roof in the country, here, right here in New York City in Manhattan.
You've got a great picture on it.
It's wonderful. And they do free tours of that rooftop. So that's a very special one to see. It's really a bird sanctuary too, actually.
That's what I was going to say. It's a great place for the gulls.
It is for the gulls. And they have, I think the Audubon Society goes up there a couple of times a week, and they've seen 25 different species of birds on that rooftop. And that building used to be the bird killer. Now it's the bird sanctuary. So there's New York City turning around for you.
Tell me about Rooftop Reds.
Rooftop Reds is the only commercial winery on a rooftop in New York City, maybe in the world. I can't say that for sure, but definitely in New York City. That's out in Brooklyn, where, of course, things like this happen. This is at the Brooklyn Navy Yard, and these vines are grown in containers. I looked into this years ago, and I was told it couldn't work. But what do you know? They're doing it. And it is just a wonderful little winery. You can go up there. They have a lot of events. There are hammocks. You can hang out on this beautiful rooftop with the view of Manhattan. And it's just a wonderful place to hang out.
Let's take a call. Eileen is calling us from Manhattan. Eileen, thanks for calling All of It.
Hi. Good afternoon, tropical New York. I have a question. I was with a friend who travels a lot in Asia. She works there. And we went to the Peninsula Hotel last night for drinks, and it was really wonderful. It's expensive, but it was wonderful. It had a very international vibe. There were 4 or 5 languages being spoken. The staff were terrific. Are there any other rooftops you can think of that might have a similar international vibe?
Well, that is a very interesting question. Yes, there are. I think you're talking about rooftop bars, although I have to tell you the most international rooftop I've ever been on in New York City is the High Line. There are some days that I have walked the entire length of the High Line and not heard a word of English, and when it's been full of people from all over the world. But in terms of bars, I would say a lot of the sophisticated bars are going to have, and especially ones on top of hotels like the Peninsula, they're going to have a very international crowd. So Bar 54 in Times Square, on top of the Hyatt on the 54th floor, is very international. Also, Bar 65 right next to the Rainbow Room at Rockefeller Center is absolutely amazing. That is the highest rooftop bar in New York City, the highest place you can go and buy a drink in New York City. And it's incredibly deco and gorgeous. It's such a wonderful experience up there. I absolutely loved it. I got to go there twice when I was writing the book. It was just a thrill.
Because you had to fact check the second time, right?
I did. It was tough work, but someone's got to do it.
Eileen, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
Our number is 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. My guest is Leslie Adato. We're talking about her book, 111 Rooftops in New York That You Must Not Miss. Let's talk a little bit about historical rooftops. If I'm a history buff, where might I want to go?
Well, I think the thing to do would be to go to the oldest green roofs in New York City. And those were not built as green roofs, but nature has turned them into green roofs. So what you need to do is jump on the Staten Island Ferry. And if you're like me, then you take your bike and you ride a couple miles down the road to Fort Wadsworth. There's Battery Weed and Fort Tompkins, two buildings there that Mother Nature has thrown dirt and seeds, and birds have dropped seeds up there. And you've got green roofs and trees even growing on top of these roofs. And it's right under the Verrazano Bridge. These structures were built to defend New York City. Of course, we never had to actually put them into use, but they were there, built to defend New York City in the 1800s. And they're very solid, and they're still there. And if you're very, very nice to the ranger, because these are state parks, they might even take you up on one of the roofs.
That's exciting. We have a question. Larry wanted to take his question off air. He's calling from Queens, and he wanted to know, does the Chrysler Building still have an observation deck?
Well, that's a good question, and I don't know. I don't believe so. I haven't been there. I have been up to a friend's office in the Chrysler Building and seen that amazing view, but I am not aware of something that's open to the public, because this book is a travel guide, and you can go, anybody who buys my book, 111 Rooftops, can go to all of these rooftops. That one I don't think is available.
You mentioned the High Line. A lot of New Yorkers have sort of they love it, they love what it's done for that area, but at the same time, it's become really crowded, right? That's just a fact. It's still beautiful. It's still a great piece of urban planning. If you like the High Line, but you don't want to be on the High Line, what's a suggestion?
Oh, that is a wonderful way to look at it, because yes, the High Line has inspired a lot of places in New York City. There's Liberty Park is right next to One World Trade Center. That's built on top of the high security parking garage, and it's a 1-acre park, and it's very familiar feeling if you're used to the High Line, those types of plantings and that type of seating arrangement. And of course, you have the incredible view looking down into the waterfalls, the Memorial Waterfalls. That's really wonderful. There's also the Elevated Acre, which is in the Financial District. That's 55 Water Street. That's another acre-sized park. And Ken Smith, landscape architect, designed that to look very much like Montauk. There's a beach boardwalk that overlooks, well, the FDR and the helipad, but it is done in that beach boardwalk style, and these kind of tall grasses and native plants. It's absolutely beautiful. You might want to wear a headset when you're down there, because it can get loud with the heliport, but it's a beautiful view over the East River and out to Brooklyn Heights.
Let's talk to Carlos on line one. Carlos, thanks for calling All of It.
Sure.
What's your recommendation, Carlos?
If you live in New York, or if you're visiting or have friends visiting, the rooftop of the Metropolitan Museum of Art is a fabulous place to go after a day of looking at art. And you get to look over Central Park when the sun is setting, if you go at the right time. And I just think it's a great rooftop.
Carlos, thanks for the call. My guest is Leslie Adato. We're talking about 111 Rooftops in New York that you must not miss. It's Leslie's book. If you want to get in on this, ask a question or make a recommendation, 212-433-9692. Okay, I put bars down a little lower just because I wanted to get to some of the historical and the green stuff. Let's talk drinks. Where would you take a pal for drinks? Somebody coming in from out of town, if you wanted to just give them a really great rooftop bar experience.
Oh, there's so many choices, and there's new ones opening all the time. I happen to live in the West Village, so I've got a lot of choices within walking distance, and those, of course, are the ones I go to the most. There's the Brass Monkey for kind of a casual pub experience. But right next to that is the Standard Hotel with LeBain, if you want to go way up high and get that view of the Hudson River and really of the whole city. That one, it's got a really interesting sensation for me when I'm up at that bar, because it feels almost like you're on a boat, because you're watching the river go by. You're still, but it feels almost like you're moving. There's Hotel Hugo I go to frequently. That one actually has a happy hour, which is always nice on the wallet. And out in Brooklyn, in the Williamsburg area, there's one little corner area that has five amazing rooftop bars, all within walking distance.
What?
You can just rooftop hop.
What corner is that?
That, well, on West, on 12th, North 12th, and Wythe. There's the Ides, the William Vale, that brand new one, the Hoxton, that's too new to be in the book. The Williamsburg Hotel has not one, but two rooftop activities going on, the very exclusive water tower bar, and then they have these great pool parties on an elevated pool deck. It's just, there's a lot going on in that corner.
Let's talk to Steve, who's calling from not too far from where you used to live. He's calling from Palm Springs. Hi, Steve.
Well, hi there, and hi, Leslie.
Well, hello.
So when we were just in New York last month, we didn't hit the rooftops, but I'm looking for some place that's not a bar, that's not a hotel, which to me gets a little stuffy. Some place where I would go in the middle of the day where I could get a fabulous view of everything and, you know, not ritzy and uptight, just casual, fun, light lunches, something like that. I want a great view,
okay.
And I don't want a bar.
Well, if you are looking for cheap and cheerful and fantastic views, we've got a lot of options for that. And one of my favorite new places is actually historical and new at the same time. Yes, let's hear it for Repurpose New York. Over in the Dumbo area in Brooklyn, so down under the Manhattan Bridge overpass, Dumbo, there is something called the Empire Stores. They were built in Civil War storage. They're buildings that are left over from the Civil War that were used for storage. This one was, I believe, a coffee warehouse. And some people claim that they can still smell the coffee in the bricks. And the outside structure is still there. But inside, there is something now called the Empire Stores. And lots of very hip stores are there. It has a publicly accessible free rooftop. You can pick up something to eat or an ice cream, take it up in the glass elevator to about the fifth floor, and you'll have a view between the Brooklyn Bridge and the Manhattan Bridge. And if you're there when the lights come on the bridge at night, it's beautiful anytime, but that's my favorite time of day.
That's an excellent suggestion, Steve. Good luck. Come on back and visit
us.
Thank you. Let's check in with Molly from Brooklyn. Molly, thanks for calling All of It.
Oh, hi. My friend Marnie Majorelle owns a company called Alive Structures, and she, in partnership with the community, has built Kingsland Wildflowers. It's at 520 Kingsland Avenue in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. And it's right by Newton Creek. I think there was a big oil spill there at some point. And it's an absolutely beautiful garden, native flowers, and a water feature, and she does a lot of educational tours and work with the community there, and I highly recommend people go and check out the website at Kingsland Wildflowers.
Yeah. Marnie and I just did an event together at Kingsland. Kingsland is in the book, of course, as a beautiful green roof, and Marnie did the most stunning job on that rooftop. And we just did a book event together a couple weeks ago over at Kingsland. I wish you'd been there. It was a lot of fun.
Excellent.
Oh, great. Awesome.
We're all on the same wavelength.
I think so. Thank you.
All right. I've got one more question for you, Leslie, before we wrap up. We're calling these like sort of out-of-the-box rooftops. Tell me about the Russian bathhouse.
Oh.
I need to know about the Russian bathhouse rooftop.
The Brooklyn Banya?
Yes.
The Brooklyn Banya. Well, that, you know, it's one of those things I'm like, okay, I'm going to include this because it's off the beaten track. And I went out there and I thought, I'll be here for 5 minutes and I'll be done. And it turned out to be so unbelievably fascinating. First of all, the roof there is a place to go when you schwitz. After you schwitz, you can go up to the roof and lie in the sun. Or in the winter, get this. This is when the rooftop is very popular. People go into the very hot baths. And then they go up to the roof when it's snowing and roll around in the snow. And I just think that is an incredible use of a rooftop. So that's a kind of a year-round rooftop in an unexpected way. Another thing that's amazing about that place, the Brooklyn Banya, is that it's really built on a feminist ideal. The woman who owns it wanted to make baths a comfortable place for women to go. And that was very inspiring to me. She's this really modern, terrific woman who runs the place. And it's a little off the beaten track, and it is for local people probably, but I would highly recommend a trip out to the Brooklyn Banya.
The name of the book is 111 Rooftops in New York That You Must Not Miss. Leslie Addato, thank you for coming in and sharing all your discoveries.
Well, thank you for having me. This has been tons of fun.
This is All of It on WNYC. We'll be right back.